Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports. All right, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of the wrap-up. That's right. We are going to wrap up today's sports. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be on another episode of the wrap-up with you.
All right. Good to have you along. Guys, it's always good to bring you the wrap-up, but as part of the wrap-up, sometimes we have to bring you some news. As you may or may not have heard, one of the greatest baseball legends of all time, Cleveland Indians legend Bob Feller, dies at the age of 92. And he had a very, very good life as a he was certainly a pitching sensation and a World War II hero. An outspoken Hall of Famer. Was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1962, a local sports treasure there in Cleveland. Bob Feller was all of them, wouldn't you say, Josh?
I'd say so. Sorry to hear about his passing, even though I don't really know much about him. It's sad when you lose a Hall of Famer.
Oh, sure. And, well, he was a little bit before, well, both of our times, but definitely before your time. I'll tell you a little bit about he was in World War II. He was a war hero, and he excelled in everything that he did. He was on December 8th, 1941, Feller had enlisted in the Navy, volunteering immediately for combat service, becoming the first major league player to do so following the attack of Pearl Harbor. On December 7th, he served as a gun captain aboard the USS Alabama and missed four seasons during his service in World War II, being decorated with five campaign ribbons and eight battle stars. So he certainly was definitely a war hero, and he died tragically. I believe that leukemia was a major part of it, but I think that pneumonia was the actual thing that that caused his death, and that he died of pneumonia December 15th, 2010. Bob Feller, William Andrew Bob Feller, November 13th, 1918 through December 15th, 2010. The heater from Van Meter, and he was from Van Meter, Iowa, also known as Bullet Bob and Rapid Robert. Again, a major league true Hall of Famer, if there ever was one. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Feller family today. Well, moving on with the wrap up today, Josh. Those Pacers just can't get it together. What's going on with the Pacers? What happened last night down there in Conseco against the Lakers? What's going on around the NBA?
Well, last night was another disappointing blowout loss for the Indiana Pacers, 109-94. Not that I often agree with Coach O'Brien, because I quite frankly agree with him or Larry Bird most of the time. But you have to question the work out there of the Pacers, especially Danny Granger. If Danny Granger's not going to play any harder than that, it's time to put him on the block and see what we can get in return. Lollygagging down the floor, not making an effort to rebound, making careless passes, turning the ball over, only scoring 13 points from the guy who proclaimed himself the captain of the Pacers. It was good to see Tyler play, though. Now on to some more meaningful NBA games last night. The Celtics beat the Knicks 118-116. If anybody had any doubt, the Knicks are definitely back. The Celtics have won 11 straight. Something about when LeBron James went to Cleveland a couple weeks ago got him fired up, and the Heat beat the Cavaliers again last night, 101-95, the Heat's 10th straight win. And a game that has more immediate impact for the Indiana Pacers, the Bulls beat the Raptors 110-93, their seventh straight win. But they lose Joakim Noah in the process. That's a huge loss for the Chicago Bulls.
Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Tonight there's a couple of big games. The Hawks battle the Celtics and the Spurs battle the Nuggets at TNT starting at 8 p.m.
Okay. And it certainly looks like that the Celtics and, the Celtics and Chicago both have a five-game lead in their prospective divisions. Of course, we're number two hanging back there at five games, and the Knicks are hanging back at five games as well. So over there in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City. They are a team that's starting to put some wins together as well, although they're only two games ahead of the Nuggets. And that looks to me to be one of the tightest race conferences going on out there in the NBA. Wouldn't you say so, Josh?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm not quite sold on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Maybe if they could put a few more wins together, I might be. But I do like Kevin Durant.
Not quite making a lot of thunder rolls right now, huh?
I'm not quite sold on them yet. I think I'm looking to see if they're a contender or a pretender.
Okay. Well, we'll see if they're the real deal as things come along. Well, I can tell you one thing. What is real, what is happening, is the NCAA men's basketball is in full swing. And in case you didn't know it, March is right around the corner here. In just a few short weeks, we'll be really breaking down these college basketball teams for March Madness. What is going on into the holiday break with the NCAA, the college basketball teams? What's going on, Josh? Break that down for us today.
Before I get into what happened in the NBA last night, I'd like to give a plug to the Boilermaker Blockbuster, Casico Fieldhouse, this Saturday. I'm definitely going to be there. If any of you balanced listeners feel like joining me, I'm sure on their website there's a way you can get a hold of me, and we can make plans to go. At 1:30, the Purdue Lady Boilermakers take on Auburn, and at 4 o'clock, the Purdue Boilermakers take on Indiana State. Now back to the action from last night. Number 2, Ohio State beat Florida Gulf Coast 83-55, improving to 9-0. Way to go for Thad Matta, one of my favorite coaches in the world. Number 9, Baylor, coached by Indiana's own Scott Drew, beat Bethune Cookman 83-59 to improve to 7-0. Minnesota beat Akron 66-58, improving to 10-1. And UC Santa Barbara knocked off number 22 UNLV 68-62. Dropping the running Rebels to 9-2 and out of the top 25 when the new polls are released. For those college basketball fans, tonight has two top 25 games. Missouri's taking on Oral Roberts at 8 p.m. And Memphis is taking on Austin Peay at 8 p.m. And IU continues to get ready for their game tomorrow night and then the Las Vegas Classic next week.
All right, sounds like a good time for some NCAA basketball. Like I said, we'll really get into that here soon as the season moves along and as we get a little bit out of the football season. Want to remind you guys that you can check out our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Got a poll up there. Go up there and answer that. Will the Colts make it to the playoffs? We want to hear your opinion on that. Of course, Josh has his poll in the blog there, the $2 bill thoughts on the best and worst in both NBA and NCAA teams. Very worth checking out. Very good insight there, Josh, on those teams. Now, we've got Jacksonville Jaguars coming into town here in Indianapolis, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are fighting for their life. The Colts have to win. They basically have to win every game and win their division to make this happen. What is the reality, Josh, that Jacksonville will come into town and walk away with a loss?
Well, I have some late-breaking news regarding this game. Maurice Jones-Drew has missed practice the last 2 days. His knee is banged up. We will have to see what that does to the Jaguars on Sunday. Anybody who's seen him play knows if they don't have Jones-Drew, it should be a cakewalk for the Colts.
I'm glad that you broke that to us, Josh, because I hadn't heard that myself, although I've kind of been on the run all day long. So thanks for letting us know that. Josh is always on the cutting edge. $2 bill, Josh is always ready right there for us to bring us the breaking news. And I'm just glad that my fantasy league is over and I won the Super Bowl here in the balanced fantasy thing, because Maurice Jones-Drew was one of my running backs. And I was really hoping that I wouldn't have to pull for him on Sunday. It's amazing when fantasy football contradicts your home team. So, well, they've got to win against Jacksonville, and they've got to win here on out. And Jacksonville has to lose here on out for us to even hold a prayer. But both teams control their destiny, so it should be a good game. Real quickly tonight, Josh, San Diego and San Francisco, they both have a very slim lead in their divisions. They're both playing for the AFC West champions. So what's going on? These two teams that at the beginning of the year, I don't know that I would put the 49ers in the situation that they're in now, nor would I put them in the situation battling against St. Louis. Who would have thought that St. Louis would have been tied with the Seattle Seahawks for the best record there in the NFC West? What are your thoughts, real quickly, Josh, on the NFL?
Well, I think the Chargers should get a win tonight. I have a couple other breaking news items in the NFL. The Vikings have placed quarterback Tavares Jackson on injured reserve and signed quarterback Patrick Ramsey. They will start rookie Joe Webb on Monday. In a game that may end up being played at Lucas Oil Stadium, it is still yet to be determined where exactly they'll play that game. And the Colts look to have Kelvin Hayden, Austin Collie, and Joseph Addai healthy against the Jaguars. Clint Session coming to back against the Raiders.
Okay. All right. Well, and I tell you what, I know that your Red Sox got some news today out of the MLB. Tell us a little bit about some good news there in the MLB. The Red Sox made a pretty good pickup. What's going on with that, Josh?
The Red Sox have done it again. In a weird offseason, the likes of which I don't remember, the Red Sox have taken a third player away from the New York Yankees. Today they signed all-star closer Bobby Jenks from the White Sox for 2 years, $12 million, to be their setup man in 2011. Their closer in 2012, addressing the last hole the Red Sox had left. If they stay healthy, they should be able to compete for the 105 to 110 win plateau next year.
All right. Well, Josh, we certainly are going to watch that American League very, very closely. As it's been proven in many years past, the Yankees have been able to buy their way to a World Series. Doesn't look like that's going to happen this year, especially with the Phillies getting Cliff and some other good acquisitions coming down. I know you're standing by your Red Sox for a Red Sox-Phillies World Series. I just still think that the Cardinals have got some stuff going. We'll see what happens as we get closer to camp. And, again, want to make sure that you guys remember to catch us online, www.thebalanceonline.com. Also, you can catch us on the Facebook page. Just search The Balance on Twitter, T-Balance, or send us an email. Send any of us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. 30-second. Josh, can you fit in any last thoughts in 30 seconds, very quickly?
If any of you are looking for anything to watch on TV tonight, tune in at TNT at 8 p.m., pop some popcorn, grab a beer or soda, and watch four of the best teams in the NBA go at it tonight.
Okay, and that sounds good to me. Remember, you guys, you can catch us here every afternoon. It'll be definitely me and $2 bill Josh, and if Kevin can catch up with us, he'll do that, and he'll be with us on Saturday. We'll be live 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Make sure that you don't miss us, and you can also pull us off of iTunes. Well, Josh, that does it for another wrap-up. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed. Son of a gun. You thought I was going to say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.